And what sort of time period does it take place over? As in, you know, is it quite a self across a few weeks or a few months, and could it extend to further series, do you think?
Yeah, I think the idea is that these three episodes are over one term. So this is basically James's first term in the college. And so I think within the three episode hour long episodes, there will be time that we kind of skip a couple of weeks, a couple of months or whatever, but obviously you therefore have the possibility for more terms and more years and more series.
It's a bit Harry Potterish, actually. With
it is a bit Harry Potter.
You, the one girl, the two guys.
Yeah, listen, I'm not. Season. I haven't. It certainly hasn't not crossed my mind, this idea that Harry Potter leaves. Harry Potter's just finishing. Young James begins. Sure, it'll be a worldwide global phenomenon in the same way. And also, there's an amazing. What's really exciting about the show? It's part of what really excites me about it is the relationship between McAloon, played by myself, Whirly, played by Amy, and James, played by Ian. And not to actually have a huge relationship with Harry Potter, but there's a really interesting history of two guys and a girl in lots of literature, lots of drama, lots of films. And I think what's exciting for me is the relationship between our three characters, and just like Ron, Hermione, and Harry, that relationship and the friendship and the chemistry between a trio of people, I think, is really good, really exciting, and that's, I always enjoy, you know, like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You guys seen that film?
Yep.
Two guys and a girl. Talented Mr. Ripley, I've been watching that. Two guys and a girl, and I think that's the most important, exciting part for me, that the chemistry between the three of us and the friendships, the relationship, the kind of complexities and what goes on in university between three people like that.